Random House Audio presents Ghost Man by Roger Hobbs. Read for you by Jake Weber. Prologue. Atlantic City, New Jersey. Hector Moreno and Jerome Rivens sat in the car on the ground level of the Atlantic Regency Hotel Casino parking garage, sucking up crystal meth with a rolled-up five-spot, a lighter, and a crinkled length of tinfoil. They had 30 minutes. There are 3 good ways to rob a casino. The first is in the front door. It worked back in the '80s, if not so much anymore. Just like a bank, a couple of guys would walk in with masks and guns and put some iron to the pretty little thing behind the bars. She'd start crying and begging for her life, while the manager would hand over the stacks from the drawer. The bad guys would walk back out the front door and drive away, because common sense said that a gunfight would cost the casino more than whatever you'd got from the cages. But times change. The cashiers are trained for it now. Security's more aggressive. As soon as the silent alarm goes, and it always does, guys with guns are coming out of the woodwork. They still wait for you to leave, though as soon as you step back out the door, there are 40 guys waiting with AR-15s and shotguns to take you down. No 2-minute lag like before. The second is to go for the chips. Take the elevator down from the suites, walk up to the high roller roulette table, take out your gun, and put a bullet right through the double zeros. Everybody runs at the sound of the shot, especially the croupier. Rich people aren't brave, and employees...